All right. Now, the testimonies of the testimony of Christine Blasey Ford and Brett Kavanaugh are at odds, to say the least. Ford says she is 100% confident she was assaulted by Kavanaugh when they were in high school, but Kavanaugh vehemently denies that it ever happened. One way to reconcile the opposing narratives is the so-called blackout theory that Kavanaugh did it, but doesn't remember because he blacked out from drinking too much. In last Friday's Senate hearing, prosecutor Rachel Mitchell brought up the possibility when she asked Kavanaugh this question.
Have you ever passed out from drinking?
Passed out would be no, but I've gone to sleep, but I've never blacked out. That's the allegation. That's wrong.
But what exactly is a blackout? What do we know about it? To answer these questions, we're joined by Dr. Richard Seitz. He's chair of Boston University School of Public Health, Department of Community Health Sciences, and an addiction medicine specialist. And he joins us from the BU School of Public Health. Dr. Seitz, good to have you. Thanks for being with us.
Sure. It's a pleasure to be here.
So can we just start with a basic definition, if one exists? What does it mean to blackout, first of all?
Yeah, I mean, the question that you heard asked there was really the wrong question. It's not the same, and this is a key point, it's not the same as passing out.
Mm-hmm.
So a blackout is when there's something that you don't remember, and it happened when you were drinking, and it happens when you drink a lot very quickly, something that might happen in a drinking game when you drink 10 or 15 shots, 1.5 ounces of 80-proof liquor, something in that range, and to all around you, you appear normal or intoxicated. That is, that you're walking and talking and responding to cues in your environment and people who are with you. But later, the next day, someone asks if you remember what happened, some specific event, and you don't recall it. That's a blackout.
So what does that mean in terms of what's happening chemically in the brain, that we're walking and functioning? I mean, maybe we're stumbling around a little bit. Maybe our words are, we're slurring our words a little bit. But your point is, we appear to be conscious essentially, but we don't remember a big chunk of what happened. So what's going on with the brain?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we used to believe that alcohol simply bathed the brain and had sort of a general effect on the entire brain. And that is true at very high levels. But it seems to have some specific effects on receptors and neurotransmission. And while I can't really tell you the exact neurotransmission that's involved here, what we do know is that there are parts of the brain that are involved in learning and in making either short-term or longer-term memory that are affected. Mm-hmm. And what happens here is the person knows what's going on, but the experience doesn't get put into long-term memory. So they might remember it. If you're there in front of somebody and you ask them what happened just now, just 1 minute ago, they can tell you. But if you ask them the next day, it's not there because it didn't get put into the hippocampus is a part of the brain where learning happens, and it doesn't stay there for the long term.
Hmm. So do we know something about who experiences these blackouts? In other words, are some people who drink more susceptible to them than others?
We don't know a lot about who's susceptible. The scary part is that many people are susceptible, and you don't have to have an alcohol use disorder, or more commonly known as alcoholism, in order to have blackouts. You just have to drink a lot quickly, and you can have it. There are probably some genetic risks as to who's more susceptible to have them or not, but they're common enough in some samples, as much as 20, 30, 40%, even as many as half of young people who drink unhealthy amounts, who drink heavily, will have reports of blackouts. So it's not rare. And so therefore, which subpopulation is more likely to get them is maybe a little bit of less interest.
Yeah. Now, Judge Brett Kavanaugh admits to drinking and liking beer as a teenager. He says he likes beer now, but he says he never passed out or he never blacked out. Is it possible that someone who has blacked out might not know it?
Yeah, in fact, it's likely that someone who blacks out doesn't know it. They can't know it unless somebody tells them something that happened.
I see.
And then they're surprised, and then they become aware, oh, really, did I do that? Which is why, you know, one would expect that if somebody tells you that you did something when you were intoxicated, one reaction might be, gee, I'm sorry, I really didn't realize that. And many people feel quite guilty that that something might have happened when they drank heavily.
Yeah, interesting. Well, as a doctor and an addiction expert, what strikes you about the way this is being discussed in relation to these allegations against Judge Kavanaugh? What are you thinking about when you see these sort of dramatic hearings and discussions around the issue of drinking and blacking out and possibly forgetting?
Right. There's the idea that if you are intoxicated and if you forget, that somehow you might not be responsible for your actions. And I think that's a mistake. But there's also this sort of disbelief that someone could entirely forget something traumatic or something serious that might have happened. And that isn't the case. You really can forget in a blackout. The other thing that strikes me, that really struck me about the interaction is I think everybody would agree that when he was asked about his alcohol use, that he was quite annoyed at the question. He seemed angry about it and annoyed that somebody might be accusing him of drinking too much. And it turns out that one of the medical questionnaires that we use to detect alcohol use disorder, one of the questions is about if you've ever been annoyed when people ask you about or criticize your drinking. I'm not suggesting that he has an alcohol use disorder. He may or he may not. I can't diagnose that. But it is a feature, and it raises that question. I also wouldn't suggest that heavy drinking disqualifies anyone from having an important job, as many people with alcohol use disorder are fully employed and quite successful. But it raised that question for me.
Well, it's interesting, too, because if you look at this, for example, from Judge Kavanaugh's point of view, if he's absolutely convinced that he didn't do this and he had a blackout, I mean, he's sort of being asked to prove a negative. I mean, he certainly didn't do it. If he had a blackout, he wouldn't remember it if he did. So it sort of puts him in this peculiar situation as well, if he is innocent, right?
Right. I think in that case, if he understood what a blackout was, and he understood that it could happen if you drank heavily and rapidly, then he would have to at least be open to the possibility that he did something terrible and didn't remember it.
Yeah.
And that's why I mentioned before that in that case, people who have recurrent blackouts and have a more serious condition, alcohol use disorder, often feel guilty that they may have done something and they feel regret about it and say, gee, you know, I really don't remember it. But if I did that, I'm really sorry about it.
Right. Wow. Well, this has been really fascinating. Dr. Richard Seitz, he's chair of Boston University's School of Public Health Department of Community Health Sciences, and he's an addiction medicine specialist. Dr. Seitz, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
I was very glad to join you. Thanks.
Listeners, stay with us. There's more ahead. We're going to talk about the Red Sox playoffs coming to this fair city Friday evening. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.